Made it into East Jesus, which is west of Satan.
East Jesus is west of West Satan. And we are south of Chateau Relaxo, which is just south of heaven. Geography means nothing here. Yes.
I yes. also heard the time means nothing here.
Pretty much. We have daytime, we have nighttime.
Okay.
That's it. We don't wear watches. We don't worry about things.
You have one of the most impressive pipes I've ever seen. It looks like something a shipping captain of yore might have had on his way to whale. You have an unbelievable beard, which is almost like if I was tripping, it would look like cascading waterfalls of yellow. It's like a ZZ Top beard, but with more character. We've got a leather vest, all denim, and drinking a glass of red wine with ice cubes in it, like the classiest women.
Hydration is important here in the desert. I have tried water, but I never liked it, no.
What is your name?
Here they call me Wizard. My other name is Mopar.
Do you have a yin-yang on your forehead?
Yes. Yes.
Were you sober when you got that?
Pardon? Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
I contemplated it for 10 years. I did it so when I did look in the mirror, I would remind myself that life is a balance, you know, the good and the bad, that for every up, there's a down, and that when I am really, really down, bad shit is happening to me, I go, all right, good. Because I know that everything balances out. So that means sometime in the future, I'm going to be as up as I am down now. And by the same token, when I'm up,
prepare.
I've learned to prepare, be humble, just be thankful for it, but don't think it's going to last forever. Ain't going to happen. No, everything has to balance out.
But where do you live?
I live in one of the art project trailers back there, yes. Oh, you could always tell mine because mine has a sign in front. It says, mild-mannered pervert, seeking lady of questionable moral fortitude, inquire within.
You know, that does describe me. It really
yes.
does. How would you describe this place?
This place here? East Jesus?
Yeah.
You have to pace yourself.
Right.
You can't party hardy for 2 weeks. We have to use moderation.
What are the rules of Slab City?
There are about 20 of them. I can't remember them. Most important is when you want to set up a camp, check with your nearest neighbor to make sure it's okay with them.
And how did you end up here?
7 years ago, how I got here was bad luck and a poor guide. Yeah, Slab City is a most interesting place. It attracts many people. Many people it spits back out again. Some of them never leave. To clarify, I spend about 6 months of my life here recharging, and then I go back out in the world and I go ahead and do good deeds in different places. Yesterday, I woke up about sunrise, just before sunrise, like normally. I don't know, I make coffee. Then I go ahead and spend a couple hours working out in the gym or going for a 2 or 3 hour walk in the desert.
What kind of workout do you do?
50 reps, then I stop, I have a toke, I have a sip of wine, I go back, do 50 more reps. It can take me between an hour and a half and 4 hours to work out, depending how good the weed is. Because some days, it's been a long time, but some days I would just melt.
Are there like women in your life here?
I never get laid, it's horrible.
But you're a very attractive man, though. You have, like, incredibly blue, very large eyeballs that are, like, piercing. And for 67, your teeth are looking great. There's no reason you can't get laid.
I'm so damn shy. For me to be with someone, I would prefer to gently reach inside of them and take their soul out, and they and I examine it to see if, you know, how compatible. At the risk of sounding egotistical, I give really good hugs. I do.
And do you have a life motto that you could share with me?
The most important thing I could say to people is that we are one. And that more and more of us are waking up, becoming aware that we are one, that when we hurt somebody else, because we are one, when we hurt somebody else, we are hurting ourselves. When we're kind to someone else, we are kind to ourselves. And we've come across people who don't understand this, and they victimize us or, you know, abuse us in some, exploit us in some form or fashion. Understand they are just part of us who have not understood and not comprehended that we are one people, and that to be unkind to somebody else is to be unkind to yourself. To take the time for someone else is take the time for yourself. When you take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever, talk to somebody, listen to somebody, you are giving yourself that 10 minutes. And I travel the world. I spent 6 months a year here.
Where do you go when you're not here?
When most of the time I go to Southeast Asia.
Ah!
Yeah, I actually...
You don't get laid there, you liar.
Here's the irony of the whole situation. I went to Southeast Asia to... My goal was to die. I felt I was in one of my depressed moods. She's all right. I've had them all my life. I'm bipolar, and I kind of roll with them. My idea was to go to Southeast Asia and die in an opium den brothel. But then in a moment of weakness, I asked the universe for one more assignment, one more thing to do.
And what is that?
I married a Vietnamese woman with two children who, she is the most unmarriable person I have ever met in my life. She tries to be a good mother. Part of my deal, even then, was simply to marry her, have sex, of course, lots, yes, and get her and her children to America. And then after 2 years, abandon them. And I told her that. I told her, I'll take you to America, I'll marry you, to take you to America, 2 years.
Was she pretty?
No.
What?
No. What it was, I met her younger daughter, she was 15 at the time. And I don't usually see auras, but I saw her daughter's aura. And it was, oh shit, universe, what do you want me to do? Just go ahead and tell me, because this kid is something really special. I gave her enough money to send the daughter to a better school and got her a small electric motorcycle. The kid wanted, you know, something better for herself.
Can't you just give the kid money? You gotta marry them? You're insane.
I give him money anyway. Trust me, it was like a one-shot deal at the time.
Where is she now?
Now she finished high school, and that seems to be what the universe had in mind.
Because you did not die.
Next time, I need to scope out. There's the area where the opium dens are, and
walk me through this. Do you smoke yourself to death and then get like blown to death?
Well, probably just smoking a whole lot of opium and looking at beautiful women and just smiling.
And that's the way you want to go.
After I get through having sex, yes.
Right. How do you know you're ready?
Because I have done good deeds all of my life. I was a cog in the wheel of starting the first drug rehabilitation program in the U.S. military, and I was instrumental in saving a canning fishing industry of a Native American tribe out in Oregon, and some other stuff, too, I can't remember.
I mean, that's pretty good. I've done Jack Diddley. I had just talked to people with a microphone.
You were a veteran?
Yes.
A veteran?
Yeah.
Which kind of veteran? Civil War? Civil.
Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, no, Vietnam.
If you feel like you've lived out all the things that your this life cycle was.
Yeah, I have to live long enough, and which I can, I'm getting it set up so that even if I do accidentally die before she graduates from her 5-year program, that there'd be enough money. They live in a different world. Their world is more on survival.
Right. It must be really nice to be prepared to die. I feel totally unprepared to die in every way.
I've done everything I want to do, I think.
What are your best words of wisdom for people who are trying to live a sober, a more sober kind of life?
Okay, more sober. You didn't say sober, just more sober. Yeah, I understand. Trust me, I do. Probably don't try to quit. What I did, because I knew I could never quit, because quit is too big of a word. When my son was born, I put down my drugs, and with the full intention of picking them back up again. And I did. I have, slowly but surely,
was
I have.
Was your
drug a choice? I was a speed freak. I was an IV, IV
that
drug user.
That's the last thing I would have expected from you. You're so chill.
So right now, having, you know, raised my son and everything, and I've, you know, doing many different things here. When I was in Cambodia, I tried meth for the first time, and I left it there. And next on my list, I wish to go to Colombia, because I would like to try cocaine.
You've never tried cocaine, just
no.
Speed.
Yeah, I was.
So odd.
I know. Well, I'm a cheap fucker. I haven't been an IV drug user since early 70s. I intentionally gave myself hepatitis. You have somebody who is all jaundiced and yellow, and you say, hey, you know, draw some of your blood out.
Why would you do that?
Because I was an IV drug user, and I was in the military. I had tried to get off of speed, and I could not. I thought I was stronger than it was. I'm the one in 10,000 people who intentionally become addicted just because I wanted to learn what addiction felt like. I learned. The only way for me to get off of it, I had to get myself put in the isolation ward. I was in the military. I could either go to jail or go to the isolation ward. And so I chose the isolation ward. And I was there for 30 days. I got out. I still had the urge. I could feel the urge. So I drank 2 bottles of Boone's Farm wine, which really fucked up my liver.
Sure.
I went back into it, because I, the only way for me to get off of it, I had to be in isolation. I had to be away from it. Okay. It was the only way to quit my addiction. When I had hepatitis, I was contagious. They put me in isolation.
So your advice, I guess, to people who want to get off drugs is to go get hepatitis?
No. My advice to people is not to quit. Put it down as long as you need to get shit done. Don't tell yourself, you know, never again. If the opium den brothel doesn't kill me, then I'll try speed, and I'm good to go for that, I'm sure.
Is there any advice you want to give the outside world?
It is an illusion that this is only happening to you. All the grief, all the anxiety, all of the uncertainties, the stuff in your life you think are just happening to you, no, they're happening to everybody. Insecurity is the illusion that this is only happening to you, is the best way of putting it. Again, it is happening to everybody.
I got some advice for you, New Yorkers. Come here and hang out in East Jesus. The sky is unreal, and you see this every day.
Yeah, I'm jaded.
So I guess I just want to say thank you.
Thank you
for your time and your heart and your mind and your soul and everything about you.
I really like you so much.
Thank you.
You have the best energy. I feel way more relaxed. I really do, just being around you. It's a bittersweet symphony that's live. Trying to make ends meet. You're a slave to money, then you die.
Oh boy, I really love this man. We had the best time. I wish you could see what East Jesus looks like. It's like a man-made artistic trash paradise. It is 50 degrees, it is sunny, New York is shining upon us, and spring is near. I can feel it, the bulbs are blooming, not just inside of me, but in the ground everywhere. I have some new writing out on the Cools. You can check that out at www.cools.com and search my name. The title is called Zoe's Fat Chance Weight Loss Solutions. You should be able to easily find it there and get all of my
tips and musings on what a healthy life consists of. You can follow me on my Instagram, on my Twitter, on my website, www.zoenightingale.com. Don't forget, you can follow me on Patreon and give a little as a dollar a month to help me pay for the costs of producing this show. You can give me a review on iTunes. That is always helpful. 5 stars, 4 stars, anything below, you can fuck yourself. Stop listening. If there's places that you think I should go, people I should talk to, don't hesitate to email me at genuinelyfalse@gmail.com. And wherever in the world that you might be, I hope that you are loved and that the sun is shining on your face. I myself am about to leave for Costa Rica. I'm going to be doing a super duper deep dive into the inner workings of my mind. I'm gonna confront some demons and hopefully vanquish them and come out on the other end a more integrated human. On the 3rd of March and the 5th of March, keep me in your thoughts. Send me loving white light because I'm going to battle against the scariest enemy of all, my own personal mind. Oh, fuck. Until then, I remain faithfully yours.
You know I can change, I can change, I can change.